You know, Scotty, it's hard for someone who's been around as long as I have to grasp the incredible change in the way politics is waged today. It's changed usually from 4 years ago, even. The fact that Jeb Bush, who was my candidate in the beginning, spent $150 million and quite frankly, couldn't make the playoffs, if you would, is stunning. The fact that Mrs. Clinton outspent Donald Trump this last month 40 or 50 to 1, and at the end of the day, Trump is in better place in the swing states than when she started spending the money. I just don't know what that means for sure in a general. I do know this, that what's changed drastically is the impact of social media and the impact of what I think is a critical part of this, reality TV. It changes the world. Unfortunately, a lot of people look at the world, and it adds to this anti-establishment, anti-incumbent. When Elijah Cummings can get booed on the floor of a Democratic convention, I'm just not sure where we're going in all this. But it's clear that people want something different. And I don't think money's going to matter as much. The RNC, however, has made a little difference in this. To Joe's point earlier, is that in 2012 and 11, going up to 12, the RNC spent $3 million on data, technology, and data. In the last 2 years, the RNC has spent $50 million. 4 years ago, learning from the Democrats, the RNC spent $3 million in the field, and field staff and people in the field in 11 and 12. In 15 and 16, he spent $70 million. So the party made all this investment that Donald Trump didn't spend a nickel on. I think that's going to make a difference